I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's Kenny Pickett. There's Dylan Gabriel. There's Shedeur Sanders. There's Deshaun Watson. And now Tyler Huntley. Six, count them, six quarterbacks for our Cleveland Browns. We'll go back to Baskin and Phelps out of necessity right now. Some of these guys are dinged up, might not be able to practice tomorrow against Carolina. And that's why you brought in Huntley. Might not be able to play against Carolina. Because right now Pickett dealing with a sore hamstring. Gabriel, hamstring tightness. Sanders had kind of a dead arm thing going, and Deshaun's coming back from his Achilles. So who knows what they have. Mm-hmm. But you have six, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Six. It's confusing. You can get these guys all mixed up.
That's like the Brady Bunch kids, right?
What kind
there
of?
Were six. How many Bradfords were there?
But there were three. There were eight. That was eight is enough. That's the name of the show.
Did that not include?
Eight.
Not Tom Van Patten. No, Dick Van Patten.
No.
Or Diana Hyland, who went to?
From Cleveland Heights.
There you go. That's right. Yeah. That's with my dad.
So there's all that. With all that in mind, folks, we want you to be informed. We want you to show us what you know about your Cleveland Browns, 216-474-0092. So with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Matt, North Ridgeville, you're ready to get the game going for us. How are you, Matt?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm good. You ready?
Yes, I am.
I have a question for you.
Wait, look, can I remind him? You win absolutely nothing.
There's no prize.
Yeah, I don't want to take your salary. You win nothing.
Yeah,
there's
no cash prize, no trips, no nothing. Not even Samsonite luggage. Here's your question. Ready?
Yes.
Two of the Browns' six quarterbacks attended the University of Pittsburgh. Who are they?
Tyler Huntley and Shedeur Sanders.
Matt? Incorrect. Matt, thank you very much for playing. We appreciate it.
Do we have a rotary phone we could get him?
No.
Okay.
216-474-0092. Who were those two quarterbacks, Andy?
You're asking me. What'd you say? Kenny Pickett?
Two of the Browns quarterbacks attended the University of Pittsburgh.
But didn't Joe go there before Delaware?
So your answers are who?
Kenny and Joe.
You are correct, yeah. Andy Baskin.
You're welcome.
Joe Flacco. Joe went there for a year and then transferred out. I think he threw four passes at the University of Pittsburgh and then transferred out and went to Delaware, a smaller school, where he was really good and ended up being a first-round pick of the Ravens.
And Delaware's helmet is the same as what other college football team in the country?
That's not a Browns trivia question.
I'm asking you. Delaware's helmet is the same as?
The University of Michigan.
There you go. You're good.
Thank you very much.
And the inventor of the wing tee?
If you'd like to
Tubby
play...
Tubby Raymond.
If you would...
Thank you. I'm just going to play trivia with myself.
Can we stick to my game?
No, I want to irritate you and aggravate you the entire segment. Keep
if you'd like to play along, 216-474-0092. Here you go. This is a good one. Dano? You answer first.
You wrote the question.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
Name the Browns quarterbacks who have been selected to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, man.
There's more than one. Name
Flacco,
the Browns quarterbacks
who
have been selected to the Pro Bowl.
I know Tyler Huntley was selected. The two rookies are out the window. I will say Flacco Huntley.
Andy?
Deshaun got one.
Oh, shoot. I forgot he's technically on the roster. All right, so we're up to three.
Are we missing one?
Andy?
I think we're missing one.
There are two of them.
Oh, just two. Okay, never mind. Am I guessing?
Yes.
Watson and Flacco.
So Tyler Huntley for sure made a Pro Bowl.
He did. I
will
remember that.
Trust me. It's part of the reason we all started looking at it and going, maybe we shouldn't care about Pro Bowl makes.
What's the answer?
So give me the answers.
I will go Deshaun Watson, Tyler Huntley.
Andy, put Google away.
I'm not looking at Google. Stop it. Flacco, Watson.
It's Deshaun Watson and Tyler Huntley, who for some reason made the Pro Bowl in 2022 with the Ravens when he started just four games.
Because everyone else said no.
That's exactly
that's
right.
Why. That's exactly right.
All right.
I mean, we had guys going, you know, I got this hangnail I got to do something about. I can't make it. Sorry.
Jeff's buzzing around on his car. Jeff, you ready to play the game?
Jeff, play the game.
Let's go.
All right, here you go.
Play the game.
Here you go. Which Browns quarterback played at the most colleges?
I'm going to say Joe Flacco.
Jeff, that's incorrect, but it was one of the better guesses. Jeff, thank you.
It's one of the six. It's Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan played at three, Jeff. Thank you very much, Jeff. Dylan Gabriel played at UCF, Oklahoma, and Oregon, as we know.
But Shador had two, Flacco had two, right?
That is correct. Well done there, Andy.
No, thanks.
Well done there. Tom and Menner, you ready to roll?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here you go. Only one Browns quarterback, one of the six, has thrown for more than 30 touchdowns in a season. In the NFL, who was it?
It's got to be Flacco, right?
Tom, that is incorrect.
We'll get really? It fixed.
Deshaun Watson, 33 touchdown passes in 2020. Joe Flacco has never thrown for 30 touchdowns in a season.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, cut him then. Cut him. Come on,
Tom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
See.
What happened to the cool music? I thought that was, you had good flow.
Well,
in this
we don't
segment.
Want to play it every time.
Why
but
not? Maybe, I mean, if we're going to play the game show, maybe do it.
Maybe once in a while, I think we should do that.
That would be, if you're going to do it and just be content. Don't be
it's
half.
I think we don't do it like every.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EARPOD1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Third one, 216-474-0092 is the number to join
don't
us.
Don't half
on
step.
This.
He's not a half stepper.
I
drink a lot of soda, so they call him Dr. Pepper.
10-12-2.
All right, I have another question. We have another caller, Ben in Garfield Heights. Ben, you ready to roll?
Let's do it.
Which one of the six once led college football in completion percentage for a season?
Shador Sanders.
That is correct, Ben. Benny, way to go. Shador.
Hey, congratulations. You win absolutely nothing.
Last year, Shador led the nation, completing 74% of his passes. Ben, well done.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That's Ben.
Do we have anything else
done.
We have outdated? How about a floor model television?
Dano, hit the little sounder one more time. Andy wanted to hear the sound.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
Grant and Parma, you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
I just mentioned the completion percentage. It was Shador Sanders at 74%. Which Browns quarterback threw the most touchdowns in a college football season? Of the six guys, they all played college football. Which guy had the most touchdowns in a season in college?
I want to say Dylan Gabriel.
I did too, and that's incorrect.
Okay.
We'll get it fixed.
Who was it?
Kenny Pickett threw 42 touchdowns in his senior season at Pitt in 2021.
At Pitt? Okay.
Grant, well done. Way to play the game. You didn't get it right, but you had a good guess.
And we had a pager we were going to give you for that. Oh, that's too bad. Sorry.
What's you want to dig into the Baskin coffers and come up with fine prizes? You're welcome.
I'm looking for some prizes that we can give them.
Number to play the game is 216-474-0092.
Any chance we got a VCR back there? We got a VCR?
Only Betamax.
By the way, the quality of Betamax way better than VCR.
Which Browns quarterbacks played at only one college and name them?
Who played at one college only? Kenny
Watson.
Watson Pickett.
What school for Watson?
Clemson.
Clemson.
Correct.
Yeah.
Next.
Kenny Pickett at Pitt.
Right.
There's
Huntley only played with one team?
Utah?
Has to be Huntley.
Between the two of you, you got it right.
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley played only at Utah.
I'm going to buy you a fax machine for that.
Watson at Clemson.
I'm going to buy you a GPS.
Pickett at Pitt. Garmins?
Yeah, I still think they make them, but they're way better. Somewhere? Man, those things were hot when they first came out.
They were awesome.
Okay, keep going.
We had friends with one, and sadly, told us to make a right and go into the Chicago River.
Oh, no.
Chicago?
Chicago. Yeah.
It's back, baby. Chicago. And it's better than ever because Dan was in Wisconsin. Everybody says Chicago.
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 Cheese curds.
We have some more folks lined up to play the game here.
Keep going.
All right, Dano, go ahead and hit the sounder.
It's time to get to know your Browns quarterbacks with Baskin and Phelps.
I'll give you a question first.
Again, this is for absolutely nothing.
Keith is in Cleveland. Keith, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Which Browns quarterback as an NFL starter has the best winning percentage?
As an NFL starter, has the best winning percentage.
According to footballreference.com.
How about Tyler Huntley?
That is incorrect. I'll give you another guess.
Get it fixed.
Okay. Best winning percentage. It's got to go with, can't be. Kenny Pickett.
That is correct.
15-10.
That is correct, Keith. Keith, well done. Kenny Pickett won 60% of his starts in the NFL. Joe Flacco, 55% of his starts in the NFL.
Nice. Floppy disk?
Deshaun Watson, 51%.
We get like those big ones that used to come on the Mac computers.
Oh, the huge ones, yeah.
We only have those.
Yeah, only the floppy.
Three of the four veterans.
We ran out. Nothing to give away there.
Better than 500. How about that? Mm. You know what? We have some more questions to go. By golly, they're coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps. 216-474-0092. Play the game, win nothing.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.